The contentious issue of defunding Planned Parenthood comes up for a vote in the Senate today. Democrats are expected to defeat a measure that would cut about one-third of the budget for the Women's Health Organization. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell attached that funding cut measure to a must-pass spending bill, and if senators can't pass a budget by next Wednesday, the government could shut down. Renewed calls to defund Planned Parenthood were sparked by the release of videos this summer, videos secretly recorded by anti-abortion activists showing Planned Parenthood staff negotiating prices for aborted fetal tissue for research purposes.
$75 a specimen.
Oh, that's way too low. That's way too low. I want to keep you happy.
I've been at places that did 50, too. But see, we don't.
Planned Parenthood says those videos are edited, taken out of context, and misleading. Dawn Legans is Planned Parenthood's executive vice president, and she joins us from her office in Washington. Dawn, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Peter. Glad to be with you.
Well, Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina fanned the flames of this controversy, as we've heard by now, at the second Republican candidates debate this month, when she said this about those secretly recorded videotapes.
I dare Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama to watch these tapes, watch a fully formed fetus on the table, its heart beating, its legs kicking, while someone says we have to keep it alive to harvest its brain.
Dawn, that's what Carly Fiorina says she saw. What did you see?
Well, that was certainly, Peter, the liar, liar, dress on fire moment of the debate, for sure. In fact, it's been shown, and Fiorina's been backpedaling ever since to try and show where that supposed video exists, which it doesn't. And now what we know is, of course, there wasn't any footage like that from Planned Parenthood or related to anything that had been taped, but just more in a series of decades-long attacks on women's reproductive health providers.
Now, that's one tape. As you know, there are many other tapes. And even if the videos are edited, as Planned Parenthood says they are and as they appear to be, some of the videos do show very disturbing images. In one of them, there's a glass container in a lab, and you can see there's dismembered limbs in it, and arms and legs. You can make them out. And it's clear what we're looking at. And it's not surprising, Dawn, that some images like that are offensive to millions of people in this country. Can you see where they're coming from? Can you sympathize with that?
Well, I can certainly say that many things, especially when they are edited for shock value and to be disturbing, can be hard to look at. Many things in the medical field, and certainly people have lots of feelings about abortion. But what is really disturbing, I think, is the intrusion into a healthcare setting where real men and women are getting treatment, a intrusion into and tricking and putting at risk doctors, patients, and staff by coming in under false pretenses to a medical facility, then editing videos in such a way as to be A, misleading, and B, shocking and hurtful to people, is really what we should be talking about when we talk about the so-called Center for Medical Progress and these anti-abortion groups that have been attacking Planned Parenthood and other providers for dozens of years.
Do you think the act of an abortion is somewhat sanitized in this country, the way we talk about it, the vague language we sometimes use?
Well, I've been happy to see that over the last years, many more people are actually talking honestly about their abortion experiences, and every woman's abortion experience is very different. We absolutely believe that each woman gets to own her own experience and the range of emotions that she might have, which go from all the way from relief to regret, depending on the woman. And so I am pleased to see that more and more people are speaking honestly and being given the space, and there's more and more criticism of those who try to shame and stigmatize people for their choices.
Planned Parenthood receives about $500 million a year from the federal government. Make the case. Why should you have that money?
Well, the $500 million that is being raised here is money that goes directly to pay for preventive health care services that women choose to receive from Planned Parenthood. So those are reimbursements like any health care provider would get, any hospital would get, for receiving a pap test, a breast exam, STD testing and treatment, birth control. Not for abortion services, because that is prohibited by law in this country.
Right. Dawn, it's no secret to you. The Congress is going after your funding. House Republicans have threatened to shut down the government over this. And, you know, frankly, the issue is not going away. If a Republican president is elected in 2016, the threat is very real that you could lose your funding. Is Planned Parenthood prepared for that day?
I think it would be hard for anyone in America to be prepared, or any healthcare provider, to lose the essential funding that allows you to treat millions of people in this country who, in many cases, would not have another provider. Of course, everyone who comes to Planned Parenthood chooses Planned Parenthood, but many people don't have very many choices where they live, and Planned Parenthood is a key component of the public health system in some ways.
You're saying you could not survive without that $500 million?
Well, I don't think that Planned Parenthood would not survive, but I believe that the ability to care for the millions of people that we do today would be seriously undermined by taking away that critical funding. Now, I do love what Senator Harry Reid said when the Republicans first started about talking about defunding Planned Parenthood and shutting down the government. He said, good luck with that. It is highly unpopular in this country, both of these ideas. People support by better than 2-1 funding for Planned Parenthood, and they absolutely oppose a government shutdown.
And yet I wonder if your organization doesn't emerge from this with a lot of bruises. There's a Planned Parenthood clinic not far from where we are right now in Boston, and I drive by it every day, and I see protesters often standing outside. It was already hard for Planned Parenthood to do its job. And I just wonder if it's not even that much harder now for you to complete your mission.
I think you are correct to say, Peter, that when people try to get in between women making their health care choices, whether it's around abortion or just their regular care in the reproductive arena, when people stand outside of health care centers and yell at folks, that definitely does not make anybody's day go better or easier. But Planned Parenthood has been around for a long time. Planned Parenthood has weathered many of these kinds of false attacks. I mean, there have been about 10 of these kinds of attacks over the last 15 years. Everyone greeted with a tremendous amount of media hoopla about, oh, maybe this time they've really found something. And then on closer inspection, every single one of these attacks has fallen apart and been shown to be untrue. And Planned Parenthood believes that the facts are our friends. And women in this country demand that they have access to these services from the provider they choose, not the provider that a politician chooses.
You know, in the videos, maybe they're edited, but you still do see Planned Parenthood staff negotiating the price for organs that come from these fetuses, and for even for women who may be pro-choice and who may think that abortion is the right option for them if they need it. I wonder if it has changed anyone's perception coming into the clinic. What are women saying to you?
I just have to push back on you to say that what you see is someone negotiating the price. What they are being, what people are seeing there are doctors who have been somewhat stalked by these people who are pretending to be somebody they're not, who used false identification, who filed false paperwork with the government. And these are not people who make decisions about what reimbursement might be allowed for doing fetal tissue donation. But in every single tape, the doctor said, Planned Parenthood does not do this for profit. In the 1% of our health centers,
it's not about
where
profit,
this even
though,
takes
Donna,
place.
It's not about profit. In fact, the Planned Parenthood representatives are talking about prices for this tissue. It's not. I'm not saying it's about profit.
But they're talking about the price, the cost of being reimbursed, which is what the law says, that anyone who donates fetal tissue may take a particular kind of reimbursement that covers the cost of doing this donation.
I'm not saying it's illegal. What I'm trying to ask you is whether or not women coming into your clinic who have seen these videos, if somehow the donation process becomes less attractive to them.
Just the opposite. It has been reported to me by numerous of our health center people that more women are coming in asking to donate, and more women even in places where they don't have donation programs. So, in fact, it's had just the opposite impact, because nobody believes that Planned Parenthood officials, nobody who knows Planned Parenthood, believes that Planned Parenthood officials were negotiating the sale of anything.